WZQ. Talk radio done right.
Just a reminder, this hour of Live and Local brought to you by the SKC Group. Let the SKC Group show you and your business how an increased web presence can increase your bottom line. Call the SKC Group. Do it right now, would you please? 702-965-2016. The number again, 702-965-2016. I want to thank the folks at SKC Group. We sent over the photo. In fact, I sent a couple of photos of me with former President Trump and Wayne Allen Root and his beautiful wife, Cindy, there with the president. And they're both. Both pictures are on my website. And I thank the folks at SKC Group. You want to check it out, just go to KevinWallRadio.com. It's right there on the front page. You can't miss it. And gentlemen, Jim Dallas, it is amazing. This president was last Friday night here in Vegas. He flew Saturday to Anchorage, did a major speech there, spoke for well over an hour, spoke for 45 minutes here in Vegas. This guy's got energy to burn. It's unbelievable.
And, you know, people have been saying that for a long, long time. And those individuals on the Republican side that are saying, hey, go with DeSantis, he's younger, Trump's too old. Well, yeah, I mean, that's counterintuitive because of what you just said. I mean, he is everywhere. And I think before Biden went to Saudi Arabia, he had to take a break in between his events, too. So he doesn't venture very far from the Delaware beach when he's not working, does he?
No, he really doesn't. By the way, the president is one of the nicest people, and he's courteous, and he's got a group of probably, I'm just guessing here, 60 people that were getting ready to have their picture taken with him, and he was gracious with everybody, talked to everybody, got a name, he talked with me for, maybe 90 seconds.
That's a lot of time, considering all the people that you're referring to. But, hey, there's 75 million Trump voters out there, and most of us have not had the privilege to meet the man. So that's good stuff. A good picture, too.
Yeah. We've got the American flag is there. I mean, it's just really cool. You want to check it out? You want to download it? Feel free to do so. Just go to KevinWallRadio.com. Kevin Wall. That's W-A-L-L, radio.com. Run it all together. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Mick Akers will talk about the A's and what the prospects of them moving here to Southern Nevada. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. Yeah.
Here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The House, largely along party lines, has voted to restore abortion in the nation. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi claiming the Supreme Court took, in her words, a wrecking ball to a fundamental right by overturning Roe v. Wade.
It is outrageous that 50 years later, Women must again fight for our most basic rights against an extremist court and Republican Party.
While Washington Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rogers says Democrats are pushing an extreme abortion bill.
The Supreme Court has affirmed the American people's rights to speak through their elected officials and enact laws that protect unborn children. The question upon us today is, how are we going to respond? How is this body going to respond to the greatest human rights issue of our generation?
Amid surging inflation, American consumers increased their spending in June.
Wholesale prices are up, consumer prices are up, and so are retail sales. The Commerce Department reports that retail spending rose 1% in June after a small decline in May. The figures aren't adjusted for inflation, so they're considered to largely reflect higher prices, especially for gas. But it also shows that consumers continue to be resilient, supporting the U.S. economy with discretionary spending on categories like restaurant meals, electronic gadgets, home items, and sporting goods, even in the face of an inflation rate of 9.1%. Online retail, which had been showing signs of topping out, picked up 2.2%, and furniture store sales rose 1.4%, while department store sales declined. Jennifer King, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 658 points, the NASDAQ rose 201, the S&P 500 advancing 72, oil up $1.94 to $97.65 a barrel. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com.
Olivia, from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna, from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha, from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's 2:04, and this is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Southern Nevada finally got some monsoonal moisture yesterday, with Prim and Boulder City getting most of the rain. The National Weather Service reports a mountainside just north of Boulder City got 9/10 of an inch of rain, while Prim registered nearly 7/10 of an inch. At the official weather station in Las Vegas at the airport, they only got 1/10 of an inch of rain, its first measurable moisture in 108 days, and only the third rain day at the airport this year. The storm system was Southern Nevada's first rainfall since the 28th of March. As they enter week two of those new security measures, Fremont Street Experience officials say week one was a success. Police officials say they got no reports last weekend of violence, aggravated assaults, or robberies in that area. Weekend visitors to the Fremont Street Experience must now go through metal detectors, bag checks, and are subject to curfew for anyone under the age of 21. The new security measures, along with increased police presence on Friday and Saturday nights, came after a recent series of violent events Officials say the new protocols will run every weekend until further notice.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Heavy volumes on the 15 right now through the resort area, north at Flamingo, south 15 at Sahara. Some bunching entering downtown on US 95, eastbound past Valley View. And watch for a stranded vehicle. It's on the Beltway 215 there on the right shoulder at Gillespie.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three of Live and Local for a Friday as we get ready to start the weekend. I'm so excited about it. I also am very excited to have Mick Akers on because every time I see his byline online in the RJ, I always know that there's probably going to be some good news. And after all the bad news that we endure, looking at the news, to find good news, hey, you glom onto it. Mick, how are you doing, sir?
Doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. You've been really, really busy. I was just looking at some of the stuff that you've been writing about. You've been very, very busy.
Yeah, you know, lots happening here in Vegas, so, you know, no shortage of stuff to write about right now.
No kidding. There are two key questions that need to be answered over the course of the next couple of months. One, are the A's coming to Vegas? And number two, is the NBA coming to Vegas? I don't know that we're any closer than we've been over the course of the last month or so, but I'm just curious what you found out in your reporting.
Yeah, so right now with the A's, it's still kind of the same situation. They got two positive votes up in Oakland, one Port Youth designation that kind of opens up the Howard Terminal site for them to actually put a ballpark and their mixed-use development on. And then the city council decided not to put the measure on the ballot in November, which would have allowed the public to weigh in and kind of, you know, give some guiding thoughts to the city council as they go through and potentially approve the development deal up there. And they're still working on that. They've had the same issues on that since last July when the city council approved their own version of a term sheet. So they've been kind of hashing that stuff out, but it looks like they haven't really gotten any movement on that. So for the Vegas, you know, and that's good news for them because obviously there's some uncertainty still up there, and they're still kind of waiting to announce their final site here in Vegas. They've down the two sides for a couple months now, and they're kind of weighing out which one's the better option, and then at some point they're going to come out and announce that and release some renderings of what that could look like.
Not putting it before the voters, is that good news for the A's? Does it give them more latitude, or is that bad news? What does it mean?
It's actually good news for the A's. The A's didn't want it to be on there. They want the city council to do all that deciding. Obviously, all of them got voted in, so they said, hey, the public already had their vote when they voted each one of these members in to the council. So they did not want it on there, and they got it, that decision in their favor there. So they're hoping to get some kind of answer in August. The city council up there went on summer break starting this week, so they're not going to be in session for another month or so. And then at that time, when they come back, they're going to try to hammer out that final term sheet. But as I said, they still have the same issues with, you know, some of the community benefits, affordable housing, and some other aspects like that tied to the stadium and the surrounding development they want to do. So that, you know, they're still working on that. So I wouldn't expect anything new out of Oakland, you know, until, you know, at least next month and probably even further out.
How much pressure are they getting from Major League Baseball? I've seen some stuff from the commissioner and others around Major League Baseball saying we need an answer.
Yeah, you know, obviously it takes some time once you actually say, hey, we're going to build at this site to, you know, get that developed and build it out. So, you know, that's some years now. And their stadium, obviously, you know, built in the 60s. It has known issues in the Major League. You know, we see that with the turnout, with the crowd and all that stuff. So, obviously, there's also a money aspect because they're not bringing in the revenue some of the other teams are. So, they're definitely pushing, you know, saying, hey, figure this thing out, whether it's in Oakland or Las Vegas. But, you know, it looks like they want them, you know, to get this thing figured out this year. They even said, you know, hey, if you move to Vegas, we wouldn't charge you the relocation fee, which, you know, could be upwards of $1 billion. So that kind of shows you how, you know, how interested at least the league is in, you know, landing a team here in Vegas.
Again, Mick Akers joining us, reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And what is your sense? What does your gut tell you relative to timing? I mean, are we talking about, you know, if there's not going to be an election in November, that means the decision may be pushed off into the next year?
No, they're trying to get it done this year because, for one, the mayor's termed out up there, so she's going to be done after this year. And then a lot of the city council members are also going to be out. So they're going to have, like, a whole new city council and a mayor, none of them who have worked on this stuff over these, you know, last couple of years. So it basically have to, you know, kind of start over from scratch up there. So they're definitely, you know, trying to get this answer and figured out sometime this year, whether that's up there in Oakland or down here in Vegas. So I would assume, you know, by the end of the year, we'll have some kind of answer.
Who is it here in Vegas that's trying to shepherd this thing, whether it be Steve Hill or someone of that ilk? Are there people behind the scenes that are trying to shepherd this thing to finality?
Well, the A's, you know, they're working with the usual suspects when, you know, any kind of team or league's looking to come out here. Steve Hill, definitely, LVCBA, they all, you know, have the tourism ties and they have all the, you know, the connections as far as the resort corridor and all that. I'm sure, you know, county commissioners are chatting with them. And I know they've had some talks with some resort companies, obviously, if they come out here, just like we saw with the Raiders, basically every resort group partnered with them and Allegiant Stadium. So, you know, there's lucrative deals to be made there as well, unless, you know, they end up at the Tropicana and they do some kind of partnership deal with them. That remains to be seen if, you know, which their final site is. But, you know, there's, you know, a multitude of people in the background working with them on this.
I'm amazed at the stuff you're writing about in the RJ. You've been writing about the prospects of the NBA, and I got people coming, phoning me up, using social media, telling me they're coming. The NBA, it's going to happen. Is it going to happen? What is your sense of where we are?
Yeah, so I talked with NBA Commissioner Adam Silver on Tuesday. We had a little chat about Vegas. And, you know, they said, hey, we're definitely interested in the market. Obviously, we had the Summer League here for 18 or so years. They just announced today they're going to move a NBA G League team here, their developmental league. We're going to get them in Henderson at the Dollar Loan Center. And then he also said, hey, we could also bring some other events here. He didn't say, you know, exactly which ones, but obviously they have their All-Star game and the draft, which are popular, you know, off-season events. So, you know, any number of those could come here. But they said, hey, we're not in the expansion talks directly yet because they're waiting for their new collective bargaining agreement. And that's going to go through in 2025. So I think, you know, sometime headed into that, we'll start seeing that heat up. But, you know, these rumors have been going on, especially as of late, you know, saying Vegas and Seattle would be added, and they kind of rearranged the conferences to, you know, kind of fit them in the Western Conference and move a couple teams to the Eastern Conference. So, you know, it looks like, you know, at some point it will happen if it's not immediately.
I'm just curious. We've heard Floyd Mayweather. We've heard LeBron. We've heard a lot of celebrities saying, I want to own an NBA team and I want it to be in Vegas. Do you get a sense that that's going to give any of those types of people an advantage?
It could. There's also the new arena / resort that's being built on Warm Springs and Las Vegas Boulevard. They, you know, the plans came out with that. It's the Oak View Group. they have long NBA ties. Some of their executives or even former presidents of NBA teams like the Nuggets. Then they also have former Raiders president Mark Badane on board as the president of the sports arena part of that. So, you know, they have long ties, and they also revamped their arena up there in Seattle where a potential NBA team would play. So they have their foot in both markets now. If this arena out here comes to fruition, has, you know, they say, well, by 2026, which falls in line with the timing of the 2025 CBA with the NBA. So, you know, it looks like if it does, I think that that arena and that group will have a lot of the, you know, the rights and the ownership. I think they would have their hat in there, but wouldn't rule out, you know, LeBron or someone like that being involved. Maybe as a minority stake.
Mick, I'm curious. Is there a point to which we will max out, you know, having an arena, maybe with an NBA franchise, maybe without an NBA franchise? Is there a point at which we're going to be maxed out?
Well, you know, everyone I talked to, even Adam Silver, says, "Hey, this, you know, Las Vegas is a non-traditional market." You know, kind of hinting at the heavy tourism base we get, obviously. So they said, he said, and others I've talked to said, there is no limit here in Vegas that they could support all the major leagues, even, you know, Major League Baseball, Major League Soccer, which is also looking around here, and then NBA as well. You know, everyone I talked to from each league said, hey, Vegas can handle them all.
I want to ask you about something that that you've covered as well, and that is the Raiders made history with their team president hire. How big a deal was Sandra Douglas Morgan? I keep talking to people around the country, regardless of sport, and they're talking about it. What about from your perspective?
Oh, yeah, you know, huge hire. Anytime, you know, you have some kind of groundbreaking hire like that, you know, it's international news, really. Obviously, she's coming in when they're, you know, they have some alleged issues going on in their front office. She has a long history of kind of cleaning things up like that when she was with the Gaming Control Board and such. You know, I think great hire. She said, hey, I'm not going to sweep anything under the rug. I know there's some stuff to take care of, but, you know, I'm not going to, you know, turn my nose and not look at it. I'm going to get down to the bottom of it and fix it. And then Mark Davis also said that he has faith in her that she's going to come in and do that as well. So, you know, all around, it's a home run hire in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm curious. Do you anticipate major changes within that organization, and not just on the administrative side, but on the football side as well?
Well, obviously, on the football side, they have a new coach and GM. They added star player Devontae Adams. So, you know, it looks like there's a lot of excitement heading into this next season about, you know, how far they can go, coming off the playoffs last year. And you know, I wouldn't say anything major on the executive side. They just kind of shifted through a few people already. They added the new president. They got a new director of HR. And, you know, they're kind of adding some people here and there. They added a new legal counsel who was formerly with the NFL. So he obviously, you know, the right guy for that. So I think kind of it's going to settle down over there, I think, as far as, you know, people going in and out. But, you know, with some of the stuff that they apparently need to clean up there, I think that's the only thing we'll see.
One of the things you've been writing about that I'm so excited about, and that's Resorts World. I thought they scored really big with this Vegas Loop thing, going from the convention center to Resorts World. How big a deal is this to our community?
Yeah, so obviously, you know, it's not that far of a drive, but it's the first step of this Vegas Loop going into the resort corridor. So this, you know, this marks the first instance of that, and it, you know, shows that, you know, they're actually real about expanding out to the 55 stations that they have planned, that up and down the strip into downtown and Legion Stadium. So this is going to open up, obviously, anyone saying, say, hey, I'm staying at the Resorts World and I want to go to check out the Raiders game. You don't have to drive. You can hop in one of these and it'll take you point to point. You don't have to stop at each station like you do on the monorail. It's supposed to be affordable between the cost of an Uber and a bus ticket, from what they keep saying. So, you know, this is going to get some cars off the street as well, because it's all underground. And, you know, it's an attraction in itself. So people who are just probably going to ride it sometimes just to, you know, get that experience of driving underneath a tunnel in a Tesla. So it's going to be a huge deal, especially once it, you know, expands out into the resort corridor further.
Mick, do you know how good a job you've got? I mean, you've got one of the best gigs covering all this exciting stuff.
Yeah, you know, there's never, you know, a day where I'm hating my job or anything. You know, definitely privileged with covering some of this stuff, and I don't take it for granted at all. I'm at the NBA Summer League right now checking some stuff out, so, you know, just another perk of the job.
Gotta love that. Mick, hey, it's always good to visit with you. Thanks so much for making some time for us. You have yourself a great weekend, and we'll talk again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
There you go. Mick Akers, reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Interesting guy, and he's covering all kinds of stuff. I mean, it's just incredible the stuff he gets to cover. Every week, there's something different. It's amazing. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Have you experienced hearing loss? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Have you had trouble hearing in crowded places like bars and restaurants? Well, with NFL training camp set to open, you don't want to miss a minute of the action. For years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends at area sports bars, not three or four seats down the bar, but sitting right next to me. It became embarrassing. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear, but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matt Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are taking audiology to a whole new level. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321, or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Hi, it's Wayne Allen Root. Do you wish you looked 10 to 15 years younger? Is your skin not as smooth and tight as it used to be? Are your favorite jeans not fitting like they used to? Then it's time to call the Hurdy Center for cosmetic surgery so you can look and feel your best. With their wide selection of high-quality aesthetic services, including cosmetic surgery, laser resurfacing, Botox and fillers, skincare services, and cool sculpting, Dr. Mary Hurdy is a board-certified plastic surgeon with over 25 years of experience. Her attention to detail and patient care is unparalleled. She is 100% invested in making a positive difference in the lives of her patients. I should know, because she's been my trusted doctor and friend for years. My results speak for themselves. So, if you've been wanting to improve your appearance and boost your confidence, then it's time to call the Hurdy Center. Mention WAR, and you'll receive half off eight or more cool sculpting treatments. Call the Hurdy Center today, 702-732-9600, 702-732-9600, or go to HurdyCenter.com. Tell them WAR sent ya.
Don't let the stress of buying a new home or refinancing an existing mortgage get to you. With GFL Capital Mortgage, we make the process simple and fast, with most loans closing in 14 days or less. GFL Capital Mortgage will educate and guide you through every step of the process. We're A-plus rated with the BBB and 5-star rated with Google and Zillow. Call GFL Capital Mortgage today at 5292-444. Listen to our weekly show here every Saturday, clear to close at 7 a.m.
Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada License Number MB4265, NML. S64367.
Happy with our schools? Think they're doing a great job teaching kids and listening to parents? Probably not. It's time to shake things up. The Community Schools Initiative will allow cities to leave the county school district and create their own, ending the education monopoly. Parents will finally have options and a voice in their child's education. Help make it happen at SaveNevadaSchools.com. Schedule an appointment to sign the petition in your own home. They'll come to you. Together, we can take our schools back. Join the fight at SaveNevadaSchools.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root for Las Vegas Aesthetics. Not only is this one of the fastest growing medical spas in all of Vegas, but patients from over 20 countries fly in to be treated here. That is amazing. They offer everything you need to help you look and feel your youngest. Tom Polisi, the owner, is a presidential level master injector with thousands of happy Botox, Dysport, Restylane, and Juvederm patients. Las Vegas Aesthetics also specializes in the most advanced PRP procedures, light years ahead of the competitors. Vampire facelift, PRP hair restoration, O-shot for women, P-shot for ED for men. These are revolutionary sexual rejuvenation procedures. Call Las Vegas Aesthetics today and get 10% to 50% off any of our state-of-the-art treatments. As an added bonus, every P-shot patient will get one free Shockwave Gainswave treatment. That's a $500 value free. Call 702-664-1300. That's 702-664-1300. Or go to LVAMedSpa.com. That's LVAMedSpa.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you.
It's all about Las Vegas.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Yo, it's a